A reading from the book of the prophet Hosea. Israel is a luxuriant vine whose fruit matches its growth. The more abundant his fruit, the more abundant, the more altars he built, the more productive his land, the more sacred pillars he set up. Their heart is false. Now they pay for their guilt. God shall break down their pillars and destroy their sacred pillars. If they would say, "We have no king," since they do not fear the Lord, what can the king do for them? The king of Samaria shall disappear like foam upon the waters. The high places of Avon shall be destroyed, the sin of Israel. Thorns and thistles shall overgrow their altars. Then they shall cry out to the mountains, "Cover us," and to the hills, "Fall upon us." Show for yourselves justice. Reap the fruit of piety. Break up for yourselves a new field, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain down justice upon you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Seek always the face of the Lord. Seek always the face of the Lord. Sing to him, sing his praise, proclaim all his wondrous deeds. Glory in his holy name. Rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord. Seek always the face of the Lord. Look to the Lord in his strength. Seek to serve him constantly. Recall the wondrous deeds that he has wrought, his portents, and the judgments he has uttered. Seek always the face of the Lord. You descendants of Abraham, his servants, sons of Jacob, his chosen ones, he, the Lord, is your God, is our God. Throughout the earth, his judgments prevail. Seek always the face of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these: first, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew; James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John; Philip and Bartholomew; Thomas and Matthew the tax collector; James, the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus; Simon of Canaan; and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing thus: "Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The gospel of the Lord. So today, when he chooses the 12, he commissions them to go out and proclaim the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And he commissions us to do the same thing. That, again, we got to proclaim something in our lives. Every one of us do. But do we proclaim the kingdom of God, or do we proclaim our kingdom? Do we proclaim what we like or whatever? Our country, you know, whatever it is. "Oh, I do this." Well, that's great. But we're talking about the kingdom of God, and our country isn't the kingdom of God. Let me give you a hint. We proclaim that though we love our country, though we do this, wherever we're watching from, of course. But our job is to proclaim the kingdom of God. Today we celebrate the feast of Maria Goretti, young girl who gave up her life proclaiming the kingdom of God by just saying no to someone who wanted to rape her. And he stabbed her to death, a little girl. She proclaimed not herself, she proclaimed the kingdom of God. Are we proclaiming the kingdom of God every day by what we say and how we live? May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and pray. We pray, as always, for our Holy Father, Pope Francis. We pray for all bishops, all priests, all religious women and men, that they would proclaim God and his kingdom above all things. We pray to the Lord. Pray for all world leaders, that they would work for peace and for justice, that they would bring peace in Ukraine, and they would help end abortion in the world. We pray to the Lord. Let's pray for those who are sick, that God in his mercy would heal them. We pray to the Lord. Let's pray for all those who have died. Remember all the poor souls in purgatory. Remember all the priests and religious on this, their anniversary of their death, especially Father Patrick Mahoney, Father Thomas Graham, Father Daniel Perez on this, their anniversaries. And we pray most especially this morning for Cheryl Patron, for whom this Mass is being offered, that they would all live with God forever in heaven. We pray to the Lord. Let's now add our own intentions, and I'll offer up this Mass also for you and for those intentions. We pray to the Lord. Father, we know that you always hear us, and we thank you for hearing us. We ask you to help us and give us the grace to proclaim your kingdom by what we say and what we do. We beg you these things, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.